The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yuvav and Staf Yutet. The previous two daf we discussed the theme, the basic theme of this parak, which is the relationship of the Yovam and the Yuvamo as a potential relationship, as an already existing relationship, the relationship that this creates, that he should be also b'kroi v'sel, she should be also b'kroi v'ov. The sugya that we call Yezdi Ka'enzik, we discussed the Malach of the Baal, the Yerushalmi. Here we have in our sugya, Yuvav and Staf Yutet, the sheet of Rav Shaya, who's mechadish b'shitas Reb Shimon, what's called zika kiknusa. He's mechadish that zika is not just a potential relationship, it's not a semi-relationship, it's as if the two of them are married. It's as if the Yavam already have a marriage, since the Yavam could be machnes her bal kocha at any point, the pshat is that there is an existing ishus. Obviously this fits better with the theory that we use, that the ishus hameis is really left over. That would explain this very neatly. It would tell us that really when a person dies, uben ein loy, the pshat is his issues does not die with him. Why? The Torah wanted that there should be some type of continuity. It's not he didn't leave over any children, but at least his marriage should continue. By the way, symbolically, the idea of the chalitza of taking off the nal is the lowermost part of the person. There's a continuation. Chaim Voloshiner says that a person is Roisha Magia Shemaima, Sula Mutzavats of Roisha Magia Shemaima. The body of a person is compared to his nal. It's the part that connects him to the ground. The body is the part that connects the Chelik Elikamimal of a person to the ground. In the same sense, the shoe, the Svarim say, that's taken off by Chalitz is because that a person should have a physical continuity in this world. That's the deeper understanding of what's going on in Yibmer Chalitza. So we can look at it, we can say the Yishus HaMeis is still Kayim. We don't even have to give a philosophical understanding of it. The pshat is that there is a relationship between, and if a Yavam can marry a Yavam of Bal Korcho, that tells us, Reb Shimon holds, that Kiknusa, that they're already really married. Just has to be consummated with an act of Yibum. Of course, she's only also the Kechai V'Lavin before the Yibum, she's not Kishtel L'Choldover. After the Yibum, she becomes Kishtel L'Choldover. It can't be Megarisher before the Yibum. It has to be Choylitzer in order to free her Lashuk. But in essence, the relationship between the Yavim and the Yavim, the Yavama, is Kiknusa. What's the Nafkaminis? How far we define the relationship between the Yavim and the Yavama? One relationship in which the Mishnah, the Brais, and the Gemara explain B'shitas Reb Shimon is the case of Noilad V'Libesoif Yavam. That means that we know that there's the din that the Mishnah starts by us in the second paragraph, Eshet Ach Shelohei by Lavoi. Reuven and Shimon, where Reuven died before Shimon was born, they do not have the relationship of brotherhood of Achva, which would create mitzvahs Yibum, Zikas Yibum, Chalois Din Yibum of Eshet Reuven to Shimon. What would be if there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi? Shimon was alive when Reuven died. Shimon, there would be an afilu l'Shimon. Levi, who was born only after Reuven died, there would not be a relationship of Levi. There would not be a relationship with Eshet Reuven. What would be if Reuven died, and then Shimon died? Levi would not be able to be miyabim Eshet Shimon, even though the two of them did exist. They were in coexistence at one point in this world. They did live together. It's an Eshtach boy Lomoy, because she's also like Ke'esha Shimon. Zika Kiknusa would tell us that we don't look at her as Eshes Reuven, and Eshes Reuven is also to Levi. We say that it's as if Eshes Reuven was already by Shimon, and as soon as Levi is born, if she's already Skuka to Shimon. If Eishes Reuven is already schooled to Shimon, it says if she's already married to Shimon, Eishes Reuven was Paka, the issues of Reuven no longer exist, and now Levi can marry Eishes Shimon because she's Eishes Shimon. The issues of Reuven is gone. Shimon assumed ownership, so to speak, of Eishes Reuven, the way we explained it fits very nicely. That's what Zikim is. Zikim means that the second brother, the Yovam, assumes it becomes his issues. His issues is a continuity. It's as if they're already married, because as if she's still married to the... It's as if her issues is past, the issues that she had with Reuben is past to Shimon. So if Levi is born, and she was kuka to Shimon, it's as if she's already married to Shimon. She's not Eishes Reuben anymore, she's only Eishes Shimon. Levi would be allowed to marry Eishes Shimon, formerly Eishes Reuben, after Shimon died. That's one nafkamina of this extreme way of defining the relationship between a Yovam and his potential Yovama. The Gemara points out another nafkamina of this way of defining the relationship between the Yovam and the Yovam. Shloisha Achim, their three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven unfortunately passed away below Bon. Then Shimon passed away. Levi is left. Now Levi has women, we call them Rachel and Leah, has Rachel, who's the wife of Reuven, the Amon of Reuven. She's kuka to him. He also has Leah, who's the Yevoma of Shimon, that's kuka to him. L'cha'ira, in the simple understanding, and this is the way we would pass it, by not holding Zikah Knusa, is that there's a separate chiyuv, yibum, chalitza, whatever the choice he chooses, whichever one is Levi wants to do, on the leftover bias of Reuven, on the leftover bias of Shimon. Reuven was married, Shimon was married. If Reuven had two wives and Shimon had two wives, he would have to be chalitz or miyabim, one of the wives of Reuven. He'd have to be chalitz or miyabim, one of the wives of Shimon. If not, neither of the wives or the wife of Shimon would not become muteris by the fact that he was chalitz Eishes Reuven. Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon, two different things. They're not tsorois, where the halacha is that if you miyabim one, the other one automatically goes l'shuk. Masha'inkin, if you hold that as soon as there is a zika, it's kiknutz, is as if she's married, as if the yavam is already married to the potential yavam. So then, you know how we're looking at it? We're looking at it as if Shimon, as soon as Reuven died, Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon really belong to the same bias. If they both fall now to Levi, because Shimon died also, then you know what really happened? There's one bias, there's one issues of all of Neshois Reuven and Shimon. It's one bias because they already fell to Shimon. Oibazoi, by being choylet or being miyab in one of them, he would free the other one. That's the second afternoon. A third nafkamina, in the same vein, would be if there's three brothers, again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Rachel and Leah, in this case, are not Zorois, they're sisters. Meis Reuven, and then Meis Shimon, both of them fall to Levi, Lechaira. The fact that Rachel and Leah are sisters would mean that he can't marry either one of them, because either one is achoyes kukosoi, but it would not free either one. If you hold Zika Knusa, that would render them bona fide, each one, that means Eishes Reuven, Rachel, Eishes Shimon, Leah, both of them are mamish achoyes ishtoi. Both of them would be mutasashok. We don't pass in all this. We hold that a Zika does not create mamish relationship of a marriage, Zika lav kiknusa. But that's the third step. We discussed two ways of understanding the sugya, and Daf Yutes were introduced to the extreme level of identification of Zika as being a marriage which is consummated already, kilu Zika, and that's a Das Yochid, Shitzub Shimon. The Rashba raises here an interesting point. The Rashba says, by Noilad V'Lubisev Yovim, the case that we discussed where one brother was by Lama and he was born, and then the Yibum was performed, he says, L'chayri, if you hold Zika Knusa, according to the Shit of Reb Shimon, then the brother, as soon as he's born, L'mashal, Reuven died, Shimon, Eishes Reuven was Nefelis L'Shimon, then Levi was born. So we say she's Muteris Levi because Zika Knusa. He says, as soon as Levi is born, he's born into a world where Rachel, Leah, whatever her name is, who was the wife of Reuven, is now Kilu, the wife of Shimon. How can he marry her? Why would it be muteres liyibum? It says if she already was nechneses leshus of Shimon, because Levi wasn't born yet. If Shimon and Levi are born, why don't we ask the same kasha by any time Reuven dies and there's a Shimon and Levi? Why don't we say that for Shimon She's Achois Levi, and for Levi she's Achois. I'm sorry, for Levi she's Eishes Shimon, and for Shimon she's Eishes Levi. Because there's two of them, you can't define the woman, you can't define the Yevama as being fully the wife of either one of them. She's the wife of one of the two. Neither one would consider the other one being Bo'al Ishtoi. But where there was only Shimon, where Reuven died, Reuven passed away and only Shimon was alive, she's definitely Miuchet, as if she's Shimon's wife. As soon as Levi's born, it's as if she's Mamshanei Shadach Mishim Levi. That's how seriously the Rajba takes this tzad of Zilke Knus. Again, he asks as a kasha on this Shita. But it just goes to show us what this Shita holds. So the truth of the matter is that the Tesis Rid is Doichedek. Because of this kasha, he says Zilke Knus does not mean Kiknusa Mamish. It's not Mamish and issues. It's a way of defining Legabe Ishtameis. He says a whole definition. But the Rajba really takes this seriously. Now the svar that we just pointed out, I'd like to add another knage, another layer. We just pointed out that if Reuven would die and the only Yavam that's, well, potential Yavam that's here is Shimon, then we would look, according to the Shita of Zikri Knusa, we would look at the Yavam as being Eishes Shimon. If Shimon and Levi are alive, you can't look at her as being totally the wife of Shimon. Because there's a Shimon and Levi here. You're going to look at her as the wife of Shimon, then how could Levi be Miyabim? It says if he's Baal Eishes Ochid, Eishes Ish. And if you want to look at her, if Levi wants to be Baal Eishes, she's Eishes Shimon. So obviously when there's a Shimon and Levi, we look at the Shimon and Levi together, she's potentially the wife of one of the two of them. You have to define the relationship as such. There's a discussion that Achrenim, the Kavitzar, so Bukhon discusses. There's a drasha that the Gemara makes that, let's say there's two brothers, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Shnei Aochim, again, this is the theme that comes up again and again. Shnei Aachim Nesun L'Shnei Achoyes. Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, their sisters. Reuven and Shimon are dead, they both unfortunately passed away. They Neuflois, Rachel and Leah are both Neuflois to the Ach Shlishi. They're both Neuflois to Levi. Both of them are potter from Yibum, and the Gemara Darshins that since the two sisters are both skuka at the same time, two sisters are skuka. It's called, the Gemara calls this b'shoshin nasu tzora zelazeh. The tzora is they have a relationship of being kilu in competition for the potential Yibum of the brother. It can't be miyabim both. It can't be miyabim two sisters. It can't be married to two sisters at one time. So because their tzorois Lizika, that frees each one up of the Zika of the other one. Even though they're really falling, she's falling from Reuven, and she's in the field from Shimon. She was Eishes, Rachel was Eishes Reuven, Leah was Eishes Shimon. Still, they're called Achois Arayis Biskuka. Frekta Bukhonon, that according to Reb Shimon, why do I need a pasuk for this drasha? It's pasuk. Ad kamo, that Zika Kiknusa, that means that Levi, right now, after Reuven and Shimon died, Levi has an existing relationship with Eishes Shimon and Eishes Reuven, as if he's married to the two of them. How can he marry each one of them? It's as if he's married to their sister. Why do we need a pasuk? The answer is the way we just explained. Zika Kiknusa is only a possibility, maybe even a far-fetched possibility, but a possibility only when we're dealing with one Yom. When we're dealing with one Yom, we could say it's as if she's already Miyuchid, since he could be Baal Leo at his will, and his whim, so she's already Ki'ishtoi. Mashenkin, if there's two Yavam, if there's two potential Yavams, so then how could you consider her the full-blooded wife of either one of them? How could she be the full-blooded wife of both of them? So then what she is she's neither. That certainly would not have Zika Knusa. So when you have Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon, if they're both vying for the potential of being the Siyavemis to Levi, then neither one of them is married to Levi. So, we don't look at that as Mamish being married by Chayis Yishtoi. Oh, this is a Sebim Zesa Kostov. They're called Litzror. They have a Litzror relationship that would free both of them from Yibum and Chalit. So, that's another ramification of this definition where the Zik Knus is only Legabi 1, not Legabi 2. One thing we do have to point out is we said this according to the Yerushalmi that the Zika relationship between the Yovim and the Yavom is only in so far that the relationship will be consummated with the Yibum. We said according to the Bavli that's not true. According to the Bavli, the relationship is definitely a relationship of here and now. Right now has a relationship like an Arusa with a Yavam. The fact that she dies later on does not change the fact that while she was kuka to him, they had a relationship. But we'll add that even according to the Bavli, Zika Knusa definitely is only insofar the relationship. There's rise to this. Even according to the Bavli, that the relationship between Yovam and Yivam is objective. Right now there's a relationship between, it's not subjective, to the Yivam that will be performed. Zika Knusa, to say that she's Mamish's wife, is only if it fears ice with an Ishus. Like we said, Zika Knusa is based, probably the understanding is that Zika Knusa is based on the Ishus Hameis. That means that the Ishus Hameis is only fully given over to the Yovam insofar that he actually takes it over. If he doesn't actually take it over, so the Ishus HaMeis was the Ishus HaMeis, but it has nothing to do with the Yovam. So Zika Knusa will definitely only be if he's Miyabmer. If he's not Miyabmer, but he dies, then we would not say Zika Knusa. I'm afraid we would say that there was no relationship between the Yovam and the Yivam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.